This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
0777 756 408. Flirt Divert. Now, you know what the Flirt Divert number's for. It's for giving to people like this, right? Imagine it. You go on holiday, meet some people, don't really ever want to see them again, so you hand them the Flirt Divert number and go, yeah, keep in touch.
Hi, Dave. It's Sophie from Holiday.
Hi, Dave.
Just thought I'd ring you. So it's my number. But when you get this message, give us a text or something. Okay. Let's speak to Jane. Bye.
Now, bless her. She's not going to get a call again, is she?
No.
Right. What the hell is this about? Listen. Starts off quite a boring message and then suddenly goes weird. Listen.
Hi, good afternoon. My name's Peter. We spoke yesterday afternoon regarding your Volvo. You'll probably remember that you told me the story about the llamas. If you give me a ring on 0777, we can have a natter. Many thanks.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, llamas is what I call.
You'll probably remember that you told me the story about the llamas.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay. But this is the best one we've got, okay? For some time.
Hello, babe. I had a really good night with you Saturday. I've phoned you 3 times now, and I've still not been able to get through, so I thought I'd leave you a message. I told you on Saturday that I'm not, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're a woman, and I'd love to meet you again. All right.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Maybe she's... Do you know what? I don't really want to say anything.
It's not a great chat-up line, is it?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're a woman, and I'd love to meet you again.
Maybe she used to be a man, I don't know.
Very probably.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're a woman, and I'd love to meet you again.
You'll probably remember that you told me the story about the llamas.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Joe Wiley's in the mood with me as well.
Why?
Well, what? You know she sent all the presents yesterday pretending to be from the Hof,
yeah.
Right? Earlier, while she was on air, she left her handbag upstairs and we put something in it.
What?
Imagine her surprise when she was in Pret-a-Manger buying a sandwich.
Oh my God!
Trying to find a purse. Takes a few things out of the bag. It's a massager.
Is it?
Yeah. She is not happy at all.
I don't really fancy being massaged by that. Doesn't it go fast?
It's astonishing, isn't it?
Isn't it, really?
Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Laura, hi.
Hi there.
Anything you want to tell us at the moment?
What do you mean?
Right. On our unofficial site, Unofficial Mills...
Yeah.
Which there is a link to from the Radio 1 pages.
www.geekworld.com.
Stop it. They're very nice people. They've got a special thread running on their message board at the moment.
Right.
About what you're going to call your baby.
What baby?
Well, you tell me, my love.
I'm not pregnant.
Right.
I'm not. Don't look at me like that. I'm really not pregnant.
Why do they know then that we don't?
I don't know. Maybe they're just speculating.
Hmm.
I'm really not pregnant. I have thought of a couple of names though for babies.
Have you? Well, you've actually talked about this with James already.
Well, in a jokey way.
All right.
But I've got a couple of names. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I'd love to hear them. Yeah.
I'd love to know what you think.
Fred is called If Laura Is Really Up the Duff.
Right, okay. Lovely.
I was thinking that I could call, like, if they're twins.
Right, why have you been thinking about this? Are you going to have children soon?
No. I could call them Sexy and Randy. So if they're at school, the teacher could go, Sexy, and they go, yep.
Randy, yeah. Brilliant.
I think they'd be prime candidates for bullying, to be honest, if you went with that, really.
Even without the name.
Talking of which, I only found out yesterday what I was going to be called if I was born a girl.
Go on, then.
My mum told me yesterday. Tracy. No, nothing wrong with the name Tracy.
Oh, here we go. Keep digging. No. Why do you do it?
Lovely Tracys. Some of my best friends are Tracys. Radio 1.
I think you'd make quite a good Barbara.
Hi, Scott, it's Claire.
All right, Claire, where are you this afternoon?
I'm in Worthing, just in my kitchen, sorting out my kids' dinner.
What are you saying?
I reckon in that last flirt divert message, she told him she used to be a man, trying to put him off, but obviously failed.
Actually, that could be, yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're a woman.
Yeah.
And I'd love to meet you again.
I see what you've done there. Very good. I am not a Wendy. How rude. Paul and Sevenoaks.
There are lots of suggestions, as well as Wendy.
Yeah. Dorothy.
Dorothy.
I do have a friend, etc. Insert your own hilarious joke.
Molly. Heather. Hayley.
Daisy.
Fanny.
Oh, dear. Also, we've upset all of the Tracys in the UK. And the Barbaras. Like we did with the Emmas yesterday.
You said Fanny.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. You'll probably remember that you told me the story about the llamas.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're a woman. And I'd love to meet you again.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.